Fiddling Around on 96.1 The Hound.
I think that all music forms can be punk rock. I think punk rock became punk rock because all music forms were starting to happen.
Are folk and punk the same?
No. A lot of the time, any establishment or existential feelings, they feel the same and they come to the same point because they're from the same energy. It's all punk rock. What's up, folks? My name is Jay Skaggs. This is my buddy, Kanan Lebker. I'm here by way of Lexington, Kentucky. I'm from Boone County. We're really excited to be here on Fiddling Around, and we're just going to get to it. This is a song called Bob Dylan's Last Dream. Bob Dylan ain't listening. He's probably stoned. His best friends ain't living. Now he's smoking alone. And the more I think about it, it gets worse all the time. Now they stripped him of his medals, and they left him to die. There just ain't no hiding it anymore. The man on fire, walking out the door. Ain't no hiding it anymore. Man on fire, walking out the door.
Listening to Fiddling Around on 96.1 FM, The Hound. Who the heck are you?
I'm Jay Skaggs. This is my buddy, Kanan Lebker.
Hey, what's Hello. Up? How you doing? Thanks for coming in. I know y'all came from the lovely paradise of Pittsburgh.
It was a paradise.
Oh, really?
It really was. It was a lot of fun.
Wonderland.
I'm glad someone feels that way. Yeah.
It snowed, and we ran around a lot at night before we played. We found an awesome diner, Nadine's. If you're
wow.
in Pittsburgh, you should go to Nadine's in the morning. It was great. Really good food and great atmosphere, but unfortunately, it was incredibly loud. It was like they had the volume on like it was 11 o'clock at night, and it was 10 o'clock in the morning.
And you chose the seats directly underneath the speakers.
And this man was directly. Thanks. I've never seen anything like it before. He was just directly under the speaker in the entire building. But it was really good food, and it was, and you know what? Nadine's was really good.
I'm glad. So, I'm going down there and. February, I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Definitely
so
go to it. Yeah, definitely
by,
go there. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I met you back this summer when you were on Wix Picks on The Hound, and I just had to steal his thunder. So
hey.
I got you back here again. You're going to be at Pete's Candy Store tomorrow.
Yeah.
At 9:30 for sure.
Yeah, there's Pete's is kind of does like
shows like constantly, like they're just like switching out all night long, right? I don't know if you guys have ever been there. So we're doing 9:30 to about 10:15, and we're gonna split our set with Clover Lynn. She's on the internet, Hillbilly Gothic, if you want to follow her. So she'll be playing banjo. I don't know, like, if I'm gonna play first or if she's gonna play after or whatever. But either way, 9:30 to 10:15 or so, will be us at Pete's. Yeah.
Get there, New York people. Get there, Pete's Candy Store.
If you've never been to Pete's, it's a really cool place, and really it's like a tradition. I don't know like how long it's been around, but it seems like it's like a folk music tradition. A lot of people have come through. It's like a little intimate room, kind of built like shotgun style, like a theater. It's pretty. I don't know. Yeah.
Got a lot of lore, a lot of history here.
It does. Yeah, so. I think so. I've only been to New York City one other time back in 2019, and I actually played at Pete's then, too.
Okay, veteran. So. Whatever.
I know, right?
Yeah. In the two times you've been here, what is the biggest misconception of New York that you found?
Like parking and congestion. It's really not that bad. The first time I... Okay, sure.
Well,
maybe for people that live here...
The congestion tax just happened, or the congestion...
What does that mean?
What's it called? The... Now you have to pay $9 a day to drive on the roads downtown.
What are you talking about?
Because they're trying to get people off the roads.
Are they going to grab us when we leave?
I think they may take a picture of your license plate and send
we're
you
out
a bill
there.
In the mail. No. It's like just driving. Like if you're driving, any
you
drivers.
You are kidding me.
I know.
I don't even understand.
We'll reimburse
that.
You. Just kidding.
That is wild. Yeah.
I'm glad to put you on that and make sure you all know.
Okay.
Maybe the salt covered up my license plate.
Maybe. So, I mean,
you're right about parking, though.
I feel like it's not bad. And the first time I came here, we were in a van, and so we were, like, vanning it. You know what I mean? We stayed in our van. We stayed with another musician that we were with, but primarily we were in the van, and we didn't have any problems at all, you know, going to, like, bodegas and I will say, I think my favorite thing about New York is the Jamaican beef patty. I don't know if you've ever had that before.
I have not. Tell us about it.
Good Lord, what are you doing? Wow, you've had it. Yeah. Yeah, no. Shit, it's like $1.50. What can you get in New York that's $1.50?
Dang.
It's
okay.
Good. It's really good.
And I bet it's good protein, too. I'm always looking for some.
I think it is. You know, you never know. You're getting, like, meat in a pouch for $1.50, right?
It's all ground up, yeah.
But it tastes really good.
I'm glad. Well, that's on my list now.
I can't believe that. I'm giving you a list.
Thank you so much.
You'll be living up here.
This is why I ask these things here.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you're from Boone County.
Yeah.
My family's from Kenton County. So
okay.
I'm up there in the Northern Kentucky area right there with you.
Okay.
What's your skyline order?
Three conies.
Straight.
Chill.
That's three conies straight.
All day.
Yeah. Everything
I won't
on
even mess. I won't. Yeah, everything.
Onions,
yeah.
Cheese, cool.
Mustard. Yeah, for sure.
Good. Have you ever gotten them at a game or anything? A Reds game?
Oh, without a doubt.
UK game?
Well,
it hits so
you know, like back
well.
In the day, Skyline was not sponsoring any of the Cincinnati teams. It really was Gold Star. And Gold Star was the Bengals. Chili team until like last season or two seasons ago.
Rest in peace. Yeah. No one talks about Gold Star anymore.
I saw it a Reds
listen,
game.
I got words I want to say about Gold Star. I can't say them right
We're
here.
We're trying to get them to sponsor us. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, sorry, my man. I mean, shoot.
No.
Dude, don't cut it. I really think you should just add like a boop sound effect.
That'd
I
be
think
fun.
I will
awesome.
Starting today.
But,
well, good to know. I'm glad you're
so
on the right path.
What's your skyline order?
Two is usually good for me.
Two, okay.
Two conies, everything on them.
Yeah.
But if I'm really hungry, I'll get three.
Three. All right.
Oh my gosh! One time I got the like some like soup or something because I was feeling
jelly?
I was feeling vegan at one point when I was like 12.
Well, you get the bean soup.
It was horrible.
Really.
It just didn't fulfill me and satisfy me
you
spiritually
just,
the way
well,
a coney was.
What location was it?
I think we went through the drive-thru, too, so I was eating soup in the car.
Yeah.
It was just altogether an unpleasant experience.
Skyline drive-thru was like a, you know, it's like a weird, you know.
You got to go inside.
It's not normal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dream day, Cincinnati Children's Museum, trip to Skyline, go home.
Children's Museum.
Dude,
yeah.
The fort
What's
in
wrong
there,
with that?
I will never forget that fort.
The museum center is beautiful.
It's great. I love it. I like the little train set.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite. Well, anyway, Jay, do you ever feel Kentucky imposter syndrome being from so close to Ohio?
No, not at all. My family has deep roots in Eastern Kentucky. I'm born from Kentucky. I'm from Kentucky. No, not at all. I've never had any other state license or area code. I've been 859 my whole life.
Period.
And I will be. Yeah.
Forever and ever.
Do you?
Amen.
Being from Kenton County?
Well, whenever I'm up here, I definitely feel that because everyone's like, oh, Kentucky, the Midwest. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm the closest to the Midwest.
Well, Kentucky is Kentucky's bet. Kentucky.
It's Kentucky.
It's not the South. Kentucky's Kentucky. It's not the Midwest either.
Talk about it.
It really is. It really is its own place. Like Ohio and Kentucky are different. Indiana and Kentucky are different. Those places are the Midwest, and Louisville really is on an island of itself.
Oh my
but
gosh, yeah.
I would say that definitely, you know, Boone County and down. I mean, obviously, Covington is like a part of Cincinnati, but you know, I grew up in Walton, so it's like 25 minutes from Cincinnati proper, and like I didn't feel like I was from Cincinnati. Like when I first moved to Cincinnati, I met Kanan and them. Like I didn't really like know exactly like how to get around, and I learned a ton like walking around with them for real. Geographically though, like I guess it might sound like I have like a ton of passion, but I guess if you put it that way of feeling like an imposter, no, I don't.
I'm glad. I'm good. I have something to learn from that for sure.
Okay.
Just the river is right there, and it's hard. I guess my family is very Ohio culturally.
Uh-huh.
But I'm glad your roots to Eastern Kentucky are still
strong. You know, I have both sides because, you know, my mom, her family is.
Where are they from?
They're from, like, Covington.
Oh, okay.
So they're, like, really proper Covington German from, like, they came in, like, early 1900s. But my dad's family pretty much came from like being Welsh in the 1700s to Paintsville and didn't leave. That's just the way
that's
it is. Yeah.
That's it. That's what I love. I feel like a lot of people in Kentucky are always moving like every which way over the generations. Like
yeah, sometimes.
My grandpa, he grew up in Eastern Kentucky and then they shipped all the way up.
Well, a ton of the
once the coal ran out over there, they moved all the way up to the factories in Northern Kentucky.
Get the jobs in
Ohio, exactly.
You know, and that was a big thing. A lot of the Cincinnatians back then were really salty about the Kentuckians coming and taking their jobs. Yeah,
which they should be because we're better at it.
I think it was like a prejudice thing. Like Cincinnati area is like really German. Eastern Kentucky is more like Irish or like English or Welsh or like. So they didn't like the like Irish people coming up. And anyway,
there you go. History lesson.
I will
Jay
literally
Skaggs.
Just talk all about
day.
Anything.
I
dude.
Love it. Like, dates and names. Dates and names.
It makes being in a vehicle go so much faster.
No, I'm so sure. Yeah, oh my gosh, awesome. I could listen to it all day.
That's ridiculous. This song's called Gunpowder Creek. I wrote it about a creek that runs through the county that I'm from, and I was baptized in it when I was 16. And here it is. Somewhere in time, does it belong in Gunpowder Creek? What you meant to me, I can't define. Mountain of might, fury of man, somewhere in time. If I could stand in Gunpowder Creek, man, it plays on repeat. Gunpowder Creek, it's what you meant to me. Is it not what I do that defines who I am?
angel on the shore. Is it not what I do that defines who I am? This song is called Big River 2. You can find it on Spotify. And you can also find Gunpowder Creek on Spotify, I should mention. I've been waiting for a long time, and I've been swimming upstream, and I've been standing in a long, long line, and I've been running down a drain. Cold waters don't hold me under. Big river, you can guide me home. Rough waters don't take me under. Big river, you can do no wrong. Big river, you can do no wrong. I've been learning about the past lives. Now I can fly without my broom. 10,000 years in one more night. It's not that long to tell the truth. Cold waters don't hold me under. Big river, you can guide me home. Rough waters don't take me under. Big river, you can do no wrong. Big river, you can do no wrong.
Jay, what does punk mean to you?
Freedom, individuality. Mm. Punk rock is freedom and individuality, and everything can be punk rock all the time, as long as you are free and an individual, and confident in that. I think that all music forms can be punk rock. I think punk rock became punk rock because all music forms were starting to happen. Like, if you think about it, I was talking to someone about this last night. So you think about early 1950s, like Hank Williams. Just short 30 years later, you've got Ozzy Osbourne. You got hardcore punk happening in the late 70s, early 80s. But if you look at the past 30 years we've had, it's just been like, you know, pretty stagnant. So I think punk rock happened at that moment because it really was like the moment that everything was happening. It was like 15 years later, rap happened. But I'm really a music nerd. I'm an art nerd. So that's all I have to say, because I'll just keep talking.
As I stumbled upon that picture of you as a kid in your punk era.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to see a little bit more of that.
What are you talking
in the
about?
Future? It's out there.
Up.
It's out there.
Yeah.
Number two, what does folk mean to you?
Same thing. Same thing.
Are folk and punk the same?
No. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, but they mean the same thing. And that's why they feel the same. When you hear, you know, a lot of the time, any establishment or existential feelings, they feel the same and they come to the same point because they're from the same energy.
Totally.
Just like a good, just like, you know, the great painters. We don't really have many of those anymore because of, you know, just the way that things go. But yeah, same way. It all comes, it's all punk rock. It's all, yeah, it's all like, yeah.
All roads lead back.
Country, all of it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all, it's like the human spirit.
Boom.
That's why those movements are incredible, because Yeah, and we get a lot less of that now because, you know, everybody just does everything all the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Jay, can you talk about your tattoo on your temple? I've always been curious.
What do you think it is?
I actually can't even see it.
Not a clue, yeah.
Let me see. Is that a
so it's a
star?
It's a sun. It's a sun. So it started as a crescent moon.
I think I was in the room when that was happening.
Well, the moon was in Louisville. And I got the sun in Louisville. Actually, from my friend, goes by No Bad Days. They're an artist that goes by No Bad Days, Juliet. Pretty cool street artist, tattoo artist. But this was a while ago now. This was probably 2018, 2017.
It's lived in.
Yeah, it really is. It was a kind of wild decision, you know what I mean? Not every tattoo has to be personal or should be.
Totally.
I really wasn't interested in getting tattoos until we just started doing them for fun. like, I've never paid for a tattoo.
Do you do tattoos for other people?
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah.
I love
it. It's been a while, but yeah, I have. Like, all these are buddies and people that he knows. And
that's personal in its own way. You know, it doesn't have to have a meaning, but it does.
So without revealing my personal meaning, I'll define it like that, yeah.
I like it. Thank you. And it's just small enough that, like, it leaves people wondering when you're on stage because you're like, I can't quite see it.
The one thing I hate about it is, like, well, first of all, I forget that it's there. I completely forget that it's there. Totally. Like, all of it. Yeah, I totally forget it's there. But the thing I don't like about it is some people think it's a rose, and I'm just not happy
with
that. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Dude, she's appalled by that.
How could they ever think that was a rose?
Yeah, well,
oh my gosh.
They do, yeah.
I thought it was a marigold because your song.
Interesting.
But
well,
obviously it's not. Now we know.
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't really look just like Mark Twain anymore.
Oh, that's hilarious, yeah. Because I don't have a mustache anymore. Yeah.
No, it's true. And you're a little. I think. Don't take this as a good way. Right now you're kind of like a Yossified Hagrid.
Are you?
I love him. Are you
that
serious?
Is so
right
much
now?
Worse than I thought you were about
I
to say.
I love him. He's the sweetest guy. He's so nice.
I completely reject that.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> Well, anyway.
Someone called me. Someone said I looked like a.
Is that better?
I think that's a lot better.
He's hot, I guess. You know.
I mean, yesified Hagrid could be hot. You came up with that on
I
your
think
own.
Hagrid is hot.
You came up with that.
It would do something that's pretty cool.
I don't,
if you
right.
use that, please credit me.
What do you? What? What's the Mark Twain question about?
Are you more a Tom Sawyer or a Huckleberry Finn?
Okay, that's a good question.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Huh?
What do you think?
I mean, I don't know how like self-invested you are.
I'm a little both. I'm a little of both.
Tom Sawyer's he's got an ego. But Huckleberry Finn, he gets into a lot of trouble, but he finds his way out of it.
This is interesting. What is that?
You know what I mean?
I like it.
So I think that I could definitely convince one of my friends that painting my fence was fun. And I also like going on adventures.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think I'm a little bit of both. Yeah. Do you got any questions for Kanan?
I'm chilling.
Wait, actually, can I talk to you a little bit?
Sure.
I want to get in a little bit on the mandolin story. So what did you start out? What was your main instrument beginning?
I played a little bit of bass as a kid and had like a basement band, you know, where you play like Seven Nation Army with like three dudes as like a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And then I kind of stopped for a little bit because I was like really involved in like wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I was a high school wrestler.
Really?
Like my whole family was big into wrestling.
Wow.
Still is and will be forever. But and then I ended up going to UC for a little bit. I was on off. And then I lived in a house full of jazz musicians,
okay.
And I would just hear them in the basement losing their minds.
They're
and I was
crazy.
Like, this is, I need to be a part of this.
Yeah.
For a minute, and then I was like, I'm not a jazz guy, but I definitely picked the thing back up, and started to move around. Then started a band with my buddy Mitch, who plays in a group called Mockery back in Cincinnati. It's a real soulful thing, and that's how I met him. Actually, he was hanging out with Mitch at my place. Walked down from my room and had a Fiddler t-shirt on, he mentioned it. Cool, sweet. But yeah, then I played a bunch of like punk and punk adjacent bands.
Love
in Cincinnati.
Really,
a lot of good bands. A lot of good bands.
Thank
Louise.
You. Louise is the more hardcore one. There's.
What do you play in Louise?
I play bass and everything
Every
right now
one.
Besides this.
Fire.
Yes.
Love a bassist.
So I do. There's a band called Gremlin, which is kind of an egg punk thing. If you know what that genre
cool.
is, it's a really not a new genre, but I feel like it's kind of having a moment. And then Louise is a hardcore band, and then Pout is more of like a grunge, emo, adjacent thing.
Cool.
And that was kind of like the first band that I ever started.
Awesome.
Me and my friend Caroline kind of started. And then that one honestly, like, built my entire friend group out there. It was pretty cool.
That's it.
Like, that whole group. Louise is members of POUT plus one more. Like, that's just a very close-knit group. But, and then I got a mandolin from my grandfather who found out that I was, like, listening to bluegrass and stuff. And he told me, I need one. You need to have one. I said, don't buy me anything, because he's going through this phase where he feels like he needs to give everybody heirlooms and be remembered, even though he's one of the most memorable people, I think, in the greater Cincinnati.
That just
area.
Says more about him.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. That he started two wrestling teams, like, of the high schools around town, like the Indian Hill High School. It is the Ron Lepker Wrestling Room. It's got his big old ugly mug in the middle of the room. It's a genetic thing.
Of course.
But he told me, he was like, I'm going to get you a mandolin. And I told him not to. And he did. I was like, he lied about the price of it, too. He's just too damn nice.
It is
He's
nice.
A sweetheart. Yeah. That is really, really nice.
I had it for a little while. I learned a few things on it. And then mainly just fiddle fart here and there. But then, like, we hung out recently and just he shot the idea. Hey, come with me.
Yeah, I was coming out anyway to play shows. Yeah, and he just kind of. It's always cool when you got like a buddy that wants to travel.
Oh
with
my
you.
Gosh! Touring's hard enough as it is. So when you have someone to make the load a little bit lighter, I bet
different.
It's nice.
It's hard when it is hard, but when it's not, like when you're with someone that you're just like gabbing up, 7 hours go
We're
by.
Just hanging
like
out.
10 minutes.
These are the adventures. Yeah,
it's
for
great.
Sure.
Mm. We're chilling.
Well, I'm glad you all got to stop in on
I'm
those
too.
Adventures here. Seriously, it's been such a pleasure. And once again, they're going to be at Pete's Candy Store tomorrow at 9:30 p.m.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. And your song's on Spotify right
now. Yeah, find me on Spotify.
Stream them over and over again because you know how horrible Spotify is with paying the artists.
Yeah. Hopefully, I do have a ton of new music recorded that I hope I release pretty soon.
Love it.
Yeah.
2025, 2026, hopefully.
25 for sure.
Love
it. Like a couple months.
And actually, buy it on Bandcamp. They're so much better.
Right. Yeah.
To the peeps.
We were saying that last night. It's like really helpful touring, like buy stuff on Bandcamp. But yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I just listened to the live. What was that festival you just played?
Nelsonville.
Yes.
Yeah.
That set was wonderful.
You liked it?
I loved
it.
Oh my gosh. I listened to it on my walk here and I was like, this is an odyssey.
Well,
its own kind. So.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of fun to play, and I was really grateful to play at Nelsonville, to be around all so many artists that I really, like Kurt Vile, one of my favorite musicians ever, and just being able to even have my name on the poster with him was incredible.
Surreal. And it's a beautiful venue too. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
No, something I hate winter for this fact that we can't do outdoor shows anymore.
Right.
It's a hard time.
Right.
So I can't wait for that to come.
Me too.
In a little bit. So thanks for coming on.
Thank
Jay, Kanan, thank you so much. It's Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 FM The Hound. And let's go. See you later. Woo!
Toodles.
This will be our last song. We've had a great time at Fiddlin' Around. Thank you for having us. It really feels like home because you're here. And I'm just like, I don't know where I am right now because we did this before in Lexington. So we're going to step out of here and I'm like, I'm not sure where I'm at. So this song is called Born Here. This is kind of political. I wrote this about 5 years ago. I was actually inspired after I read Man in the High Castle by Philip K. Dick. Nothing really like specifically about that is in this song. Just moments in American history that I felt at the time were important. And this was a request. So just so you know, it's not my idea. The song is called Born Here. The devil roamed the streets. took it brick for brick. Cause if I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. If I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. Well, if I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. Well, if I wasn't born here. New York, USA. 2001. Remember what they say. Been fooling everyone. Go to war. Blow me up. One more century down the drain. Cause if I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. Well, if I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. Well, if I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. If I wasn't born here. Somewhere outside of Baghdad, some live to tell the tale. Some wearing Uncle Sam's hat, came home and went to jail in a flash to serve a country like that from a cell. Well, if I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. Well, if I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. If I wasn't born here, I wouldn't want to be here. Well, if I wasn't born here.
You've been listening to Fiddlin' Around with me, Callie Case, on 96.1 FM The Hound. From the heart of the Bluegrass State to the Big Apple itself, I'm bringing the jam session to your airwaves with the latest and greatest in bluegrass, folk, and Americana. I'll see you next week with a new episode. Follow us on Instagram @fiddlinaround_. And as always, roll on!